Shalom Avracha. We're approaching Shabbos again. There's something special about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us up. That every 7 days we have Shabbos again to refresh ourselves, give us a clearer view of what's important in life and what we can really rely upon. Once was by a doctor, wasn't a frum doctor, and he obviously saw that I was frum, so he said that the Jewish religion is a very smart religion. Why is it smart? That there's a day of rest once every 7 days. And it's a good thing. People need rest, and this way you have a time to be more with your family. And he told me, don't think my Shabbos is what your Shabbos is, but it's a good idea. So I told him, you know why it's such a great idea? Because the same one who created us, he also created the concept of Shabbos. He made the two of us perfectly compatible to one another. He wasn't very excited about my answer, but that's the truth. Everything of the Torah mitzvahs, aside from the fact that it's a special gift from Hashem, it brings us to our shleimus, but it's perfectly designed for the nature that Hashem gave us. We need that time of rest, and we also need that time to step back and, like I said, refresh our clarity of what is really important in life and how the world is run. David HaMelech said a pasuk in Tehillim Yudalid, Atzas oni tovishu ki Hashem machsehu. Says the goyim, they look at the atzas oni, the advice of the poor person, a tovishu, and they make fun of it. They don't appreciate it. The oni is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, we always look at ourselves as oni. What does the oni mean? A person who cannot manage by himself. He needs to be helped by others. And that's what Klal Yisrael is. Our greatness is the fact that we realize we cannot manage by ourselves, that we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For them, it looks like, what's going on? Where's the power? And we say, Ki Hashem Achseyu. That's where our power is. We always work with non-conventional methods, non-physical methods, the methods of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chafetz Chaim writes, and he's to tell the soldiers that would go out in the army to fight in the war, World War I, whatever, different wars. You have your ammunition, you have your gun, but always focus on the fact that your Hatzlach has nothing to do with that. It's something you have to do. There's a war, and with taking part of the war, you have to do your best. But realize your Hatzlach is not in Bos of Adam, not in our weapons, but in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hashem Achseyu. It's a beautiful time now, with all the hardship we're going through, with all the sorrow and the pain. It's a time that Klal Yisrael is feeling that point of where we have to take that atzas oni, not to be soymech my koyche v'yotzim yodi, but to soymech and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that even those who are the warriors, the giborim that are fighting, preparing to fight on the front lines in positions of danger, they all are turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want some Kesher Teruchnis, because every Jew deep down feels that. And these times the truth comes out. Kal v'chomer for ourselves, it's an important time for us to realize this is our strength. This is why we're also trying to strengthen the point of being koveya time and a place of learning and davening every night. Such an important thing. We have to mechazik one another to take advantage of this. The more we are steadfast with our avodas Hashem, with our tefillas, with our limud Torah, even it's a few minutes, but it shows that it's something integral, something we can't manage without. And when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't manage without Him. He shows us I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to be with you. As we said also, we're getting closer to Shabbos, the time of refreshing ourselves. Every Shabbos we start off by singing this Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem, L'Zav L'Shimcha Elyon. It's a time that we sing to Hashem, thank Hashem, because when we're busy with the day-to-day things, we don't always have enough time just to sit back and thank. Shabbos comes, and we are passive. Hashem is running the world, and helps us focus on the fact that the whole week it was the same thing. Hashem was running our world. We did our things, but that tzlach of anything is in the hands of Hashem. And now we're being moided to Hashem. How important it is to be thankful to Hashem as much as possible. Like I said before, in these times, challenging times, even more so, we have to be thankful to Hashem for every day that we were zeichah to go by and see that, Baruch Hashem, we made it through another day. The Mizmor Yom HaShabbos, aside from the Oidah, talks about that there are Rishonim in the world. That's part of the Mizmor Yom HaShabbos. Bifroyach Rishonim Kma Yetzev Yotzisa Kumpoli Oven. A period of time that it looks like the Rishonim are sprouting forth, and the evildoers are also coming up from all over the ground. It says, Lishom de Madayad. That's the clarity we have on Shabbos. That even if in the course of the week, on Shabbos itself, we see that there is evil in the world, on Shabbos at the time we come to that clarity. It's Lishom de Madayad. It's to bring us closer to their destruction and the Geula. But it says, the Medrash and that Posuk, and we see the Rishonim spreading around all over the ground like vegetation spreading. You should know you're coming close to the time of Mashiach. Should be zeicha, take advantage of the Shabbos. Every part of the Shabbos, from the preparations, Erev Shabbos, with excitement. Shabbos is a Yoy Malkeinu, the day that we sit back and we cherish the fact that Hashem is our God. Hashem is the one who created us, sustains us, took us out of Mitzrayim, sustained us throughout all the long goals that we're in. And now, in honor of Hashem, we're preparing this big feast, cleaning up the house. It's a schus. If we'd know that a king would be coming to the house, everybody would fight to take part in preparing the house, preparing the food, the chav of the king. We have that every Shabbos. Shabbos Amalka comes. And Shabbos itself, it's a special time, since we're not involved in our day-to-day things, to disconnect from those things and focus on our tefillahs, on the Torah, the Torah and the meals, working together, making the experience that the family will appreciate such a special day called Shabbos, a day that we're happily together, appreciating one another, appreciating that we're the Am Hashem, saying the Divrei Torah. Even if it doesn't go 100% the way we want, we still take that in stride, because at our Shabbos we sang, Hashem is running the show. And if it doesn't go our way, we don't have to get upset. We can keep on peaceful countenance and enjoy the Shabbos. We should be zeichah to Shabbos of true menucha, like we said, and we say every Shabbos, menuchas ava nedova, restful time. It creates more ahava, love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and one another, a time we appreciate each other more, and that the more we appreciate one another, the more ahava that there is, the more the love there is. And go on with that, the emuna and Hashem, and that brings the final Sholem Hashkid for Vetach. If we appreciate Hashem and we love Hashem, He will bring us Sukkos Shloimei, the protection and the Sholem between us and all those around us. And the Korev, we will see the Yom Shekula Shabbos, the Chayei Olamim.